Here's another vote we're watching closely. Millions of Kurds in northern Iraq also went to the polls today, not to vote for a leader, but on whether they should be their own independent nation. It is a historic moment, but also not without controversy. The world's Richard Hall is in the capital, Erbil. What's the day been like there, Rich? Why is this such a momentous occasion?
It's been quite a remarkable day here, actually. It's rare that you get to report on something so hopeful in the Middle East. I went out to the polling stations this morning and spoke to some of the voters, and people are just very, very happy that this thing that they've been waiting for so long is finally happening. The Kurds have been fighting for independence for their own country for around 100 years now. I actually spoke to one guy, Mahmoud, who was outside of the polling station with his pregnant wife. He was very emotional.
In this morning, when the sun raised, I cried. It's been a long, long time that we are waiting for this day. And if it's happening during me, that means I am the history. And I want to tell this to my son when it's coming.
Wow, Rich, he really sees his vote as historic and symbolic. The U.S., however, and the EU, Turkey, and Iraq all strongly oppose this referendum. Can you help us understand why?
Yes, each for different reasons, actually. So the U.S. is concerned with the fight against ISIS. They say that this could weaken Iraq and all the forces fighting against ISIS at a time when ISIS still hasn't been defeated. Turkey, for a slightly different reason, they have a very large Kurdish population in the southeast who have aspirations of their own for statehood and for autonomy, and they're worried that this will create a knock-on effect in their own country. And Iraq, because it doesn't want the breakup of its own country, Baghdad wants to keep Iraq together. That's why they oppose it.
All right, so lots of concern about destabilizing the region if this referendum passes. Little surprise that the Kurds are overwhelmingly supportive of the independence referendum, but you discovered something kind of interesting as you were reporting this.
That's right. Yeah, like you say, most people here are very supportive of independence. What I found when I was reporting here was that there are some younger voters who feel left out of this whole process. They have a slightly different set of priorities.
All right, Rich, let's hear what you found.
Iraqi Kurdistan is in the midst of referendum fever. Kurdish flags fly on almost every building. It's the only topic of conversation in the coffee shops and around the dinner table. That sound you can hear is 100,000 people packed inside a stadium for a rally on Friday. There's little doubt that the Yes side will win a sweeping victory today. But hidden amid all the flag-waving fervour, there is something of an enthusiasm gap between the young and the old.
I will boycott it.
That's 28-year-old Rinas Khalid. He definitely does not have referendum fever.
I'll not say yes, because I think they pretend democracy, but they are more than like dictators. And I'll neither say no, because someday I might regret it.
And he's not alone. Sangar Rasool, a political researcher, thinks that now is not the right time. There is so much other work to do first, he says.
I want a very good democratic process in my country. I want to see a clear election. I want to see a very powerful judiciary system instead of see a very powerful militia. That's our problems. We should first tackle these problems. It's a very serious problem.
Khalid and Rasool are examples of what I'll call the reluctant millennial voter in this campaign. They want Kurdistan to be independent. Almost everyone here does. But they think Iraqi Kurdistan needs to get its own shop in order first. Khalid studied for years to be an engineer. Now he works as a translator because the economy is in such poor shape. There are many young people like him in Kurdistan. I wander through the centuries-old Kayseri Bazaar in the centre of Erbil to find a charming little tea house. Inside there are old men in the traditional baggy Kurdish clothes, and in the corner a group of young men in jeans and t-shirts huddle around their smartphones. The contrast is stark. 23-year-old Soran Salah is in favour of independence, but he shares the frustrations of many young people here in Kurdistan.
Like, for example, my education is engineering, and I work for a communication company. That's not my field. I have a friend who works with me, same engineer. I have another friend, he's a doctor. He works with his father in contracts, building contracts. So that's the reason, like, there is no jobs right now.
Young people here feel they are ignored by their ageing rulers. President Masoud Barzani, a former guerrilla leader, is 71 years old. His term expired 2 years ago, but he is justified staying on by saying he must first defeat ISIS. Behind Saleh, the walls of the tea shop are filled with grainy pictures of old Kurdish revolutionaries and leaders, Barzani among them. It's very fitting. This referendum has been as much about the past as it has the future. This is one of the many ads that ran during the campaign urging people to vote yes. It shows an old man, a teacher, in front of a classroom of students. He recounts the suffering of Kurds under successive Iraqi governments, including the brutal killing of some 50,000 by Saddam Hussein's army. Graphic images of these massacres flash across the screen. First, let's build our state, and then we can solve our internal issues, the old man says. Ads like this one are very evocative and seem to be working. Even those young people who are not enthusiastic about the future here can understand the great pain Kurds have experienced in the past. It's part of their identity. This is what 22-year-old Avin Majidnada told me. I meet her at the top of Erbil's ancient citadel.
We will say yes, inshallah. Those people that will say no, I don't know why they do that. And everybody, you want to be free. We hear the stories before. So we have to be good for our country, and we have to vote for our rights. That's why I'll say yes.
For the world, Richard Hall in Erbil, northern Iraq.